January and February are always busy months for the tobacco quit line. Some are seeking to keep New Year's resolutions. What's different this year is a dollar increase in the tobacco tax. Shortly after the tax kicked in, the number of calls to the quit line increased. In just 2 months, the requests for help were more than three times what they usually are for the whole year. Quit line coordinator Kate Kubinski says another factor boosting business is the free starter pack of nicotine medicine participants get. She says patches and gum, along with counseling, increase the rate of smokers who succeed in quitting.
People who call the quit line have a four times better chance of quitting than if they were to try on their own, you know, with no help, no assistance, cold turkey. That's a less than 5% success rate.
More than a third of smokers calling the quit line were on Medicaid. The government insurance program hopes to reduce costly illness caused by tobacco use. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.